It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And the weather is great. If you're not in Hawaii, too bad. Anyway, I got a big announcement from Wendell Kwan from the, he's with the 50s and 60s Oldies Bash 2011, October 14th. Has been sold out. I told you, if you don't register early, it's sold out, folks. And Wendell and his group wants to send out a big mahalo for those of you who have paid and registered for the upcoming bash. And they're telling me that they are completely sold out. And they're looking forward to the next year's Oldie celebration again. So remember, Hawaii, you folks always register late. Why is that? Give me a call at 808-296-5467.
So George, you've been like to a couple of them. Is it different every year?
Every year is different. Every year. The decoration is different. The music's the same. The food gets better and better. That's all I eat, the food. And talk stories. I don't know where I'm going to sit this year because according to Wendell, the table I'm supposed to be on is full. There's no seat.
Uh-oh.
So I guess I maybe sit in the hall and eat.
Maybe you're not sitting. You have to stand and eat.
Could be. It's more convenient. I can be walking around talking while I'm eating. So, but it's all sold out, folks. So, sorry. Maybe next year. What Wendell needs to do is look for a bigger venue. Okay. Who's on the phone?
We have George from the Big Island.
Hey, George.
Hey, George. Hi. I called you before. I have a Toyota. The guy that has the no brake change for 125,000 miles already, but I know you want people to replace the parts and stuff. But Anyway, still going. The question I have today is it's a standard. Sometimes when I let the clutch out slowly, you know, your car can kind of creep on its own. You don't have to press gas all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting a little bit shake in the rear end, and then so now I gotta kind of gas them a little to go. You know, before I would just pop the clutch a little slow when I'm leaving the parking lot. But now it's like I have to gas them a little bit. And same thing, if I'm going forward on some thick grass, I could kind of let them out a little bit, and she could go, and then I just press gas. But now it's kind of like you got to get some gas in there first so that everything engages. So would you know it could be making that starting to make it shake?
Okay, first of all, what kind of gas are you using?
I use what you say, the Super.
The Tesoro or Shell?
Yeah, both Tesoro and Shell.
Okay. I don't know what part of the Big Island you're
up
from.
Up in Waimea, North Kohala.
Okay. Try putting some ethanol in and see what happens.
Okay, I called Andrew last week, so we're trying to get together maybe in a couple weeks to go pick up in Hilo.
I think that's your problem.
Yeah.
What kind of plugs are you using?
NKG.
What kind?
The NKG.
No good kind. That's what NKG stands for.
Oh, but you recommended the Autolite, right?
Autolite XP.
Okay, Autolite XP.
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay, I just went with what the manual was saying.
Yeah, try changing the plugs to the Autolite XP. And
now that one, do you have to set the gap on them too?
I would recommend it, yeah.
Okay.
For a Toyota, I would gap it at 45.
Okay, and then sometimes when I'm coming into the parking stall, I just put them in neutral just to get that last, you know, 10 feet the roll. It has like a little shake too in the body. So I don't know. You think mm-hmm. that's like...
That's the plugs.
Okay, the plugs then.
Yeah.
So it's just throwing them off, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, one other thing. Can I go for the trivia if you guys...
I thought you was going to miss that.
I know. I didn't want to call back later, but I want to put everybody out of their misery, so maybe I can get them.
Oh, you can do that. Okay. Go for it.
Why, you going to play that trivia again?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, Canon said to run it until somebody wins.
Okay.
The one from Salem, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the value on that air filter system, a Colia package, depending on the model car, can run up to $500.
Okay, now get this. If the answer is wrong, I don't know if there is a real answer because I wrote down the date they said it too.
Let me say the question first.
Okay.
On one of the Salem media stations, there was a program that announced the all-time top-selling recording artist. who did they say was number one?
Okay. Mannheim Steamroller. Dave Chapman.
Call us back and try again.
Guys, I wrote down the date and all. How can be?
You got to get her answer.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, so if you have the answer to the trivia for the Canon giveaway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. I know Tristan from Montreal, Canada was trying to get in last week, but Tristan, if you're listening, the line's open. Now's your chance. Okay, so, and Wendell Kwan, you also wanted to get in on it. Well, line's open, but I don't think Wendell knows the answer. Anyway, okay. Here's the thing. We have a very important caution for you that we just stumbled across. When you start your car, step on the throttle a little bit when you crank, before you crank it over. Okay? My son Todd encountered something really weird, and it was an explosion inside the intake system, and it blew the intake manifold apart. So, open the throttle a little bit. You know, just step on it, maybe quarter throttle, and then crank it over and start. It's to relieve the pressure if there is any in there, and if there is a backfire, it'll go out no problem without hurting anything and without you spending more money. Okay? So remember that. Pass the word around. Open the throttle a little bit. Okay? Another thing I recommend highly, and of course it's your car, okay? I recommend highly for the people in Hawaii to use ethanol, at least 2 gallons, to keep your injectors clean. Okay, Wanda, you ready to go for calls?
Okay, we got Paul from Waipahu.
Hi, Paul.
Tom.
Tom.
Yeah. Kuili.
What's that?
Kuili.
Call us back and try again.
Hey, okay.
Okay, we got Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Steve.
Ski.
S-K-I. Yes, George, would you believe Tom Jones and What's New Pussycat?
Who?
Tom Jones is his answer for the trivia.
He used to have his own TV show.
Uh-huh. Is that your final answer?
I guess it has to be.
Call us back and
check. I knew she's going to say that.
Okay, we have Terrence from Salt Lake.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'd like to guess the answer.
Okay.
Roger Whittaker.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
I know what the answer is.
Wow.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Give us a call at 808-296-5467. I know Christian in Montreal, Canada, emailed me and said he had hell of a time trying to get through, and he couldn't get through until
the show was over.
So, 808 296-5467. And the trivia prize is donated by K&N Air Filters, the lifetime filter. And the system that they are sponsoring, depending on the type of car, can run up to $500. Okay? So, give a try. And somebody gave me an idea, and I'm going to try to figure out how I can work this on giving away a free car. Oh, look at that guy there. His head jumped up. Chaz, his head jumped up. He got excited over there.
Remember, when you give away the car, Bob's going to give the trivia question.
No. I don't trust Bob. Forget that. Who's on the line now?
Okay, we have Tristan from Montreal.
Hey, you finally made it.
Yes, sir. I did. Thank God.
Okay.
Okay, I had a question now regarding, first off, the GM's implemented oil pressure or oil monitoring, you know, the life of the oil.
Yeah.
Is that accurate at all?
Yeah. It is. But if you're using AMS oil, you don't need to pay attention to that.
Right, okay. And so you would say, but as long as it's synthetic in there, it's pretty accurate. But now as for mineral, let's say mineral, it's always the 3,000 miles or 3 months?
Yeah. Okay. That's about right.
Okay. And one last question now regarding the wheel bearing. See, now I brought my car recently to Toyota, and they said that the wheel bearing is about to come off. I lifted up my car, and there's almost no play at all. There's like a slight nudge of like maybe a half a millimeter.
Forget it.
So don't change it, right?
No.
Okay, I think it's just Toyota wanting to make money.
They're trying to hustle you.
That's what I figured. But as for the bearing, should I repack it with synthetic grease or just leave it as is because it's pre-greased?
If you're going to repack it, by all means, use synthetic. AMS oil has a good quality grease.
And what should I use from AMS oil? Do you know by offhand?
Go on to the AMS oil website.
Okay.
And you'll see it. The one I would use is the racing grease.
Racing grease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from AMS oil, right?
Right. But you gotta be fast with that one now. When you hold it in your hand, it takes off out of your hand.
Oh yeah.
I'm just playing with you.
High octane.
Right.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, aloha. You have a great day.
You too, bye-bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Ed from Kaimuki.
Hey, Ed.
Hi, I'd like to guess Sammy Davis Jr.
Call us back and try again.
Hey, thank you.
We have Tom from Kailua.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, George. Good afternoon, and I think it's Paul Anka.
Call us back and try again. Thank you.
Yep, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Sorry, Chaz, you don't qualify. All employees and associates of the radio station do not qualify. Sorry. Anyway, the trivia prize is being donated by K&N Air Filters. Okay? The rail system, I think, is a wrong time, wrong place, folks, because we don't have the money for it. And they're taking money from other programs, which is not good. And the ones on the teachers' pay, the children's education should be number one before anything else. Think about that. Am I right or wrong?
Well, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, you don't trust me?
No.
You, come on now. If there's anybody you could trust, you know I'm only going to tell my best friend to answer to get the
That's right. You got it.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I just have a quick observation. The other day, I'm driving down in Hawaii Kai on Luna Lilo Home Road, 9:30 in the morning. There's a car upside down in the middle of the street.
He's trying to run on
the
roof.
And the speed limit is 35.
Mm-hmm.
So how'd he get upside down?
I have no idea, and you know me, I'm not going to stop and ask. I just drive by. But I get on the freeway, and there's this, you know, the traffic is backed up. Now, where I just left, the car is upside down, and people are going by kind of slow, but, you know, they're not stopping and looking. You know, they kind of glance and keep driving. You get on the freeway, and if there's a stalled car, I cannot for the life of me understand why that backs up traffic for 10 miles.
They're trying to see if their relative is the one that stalled.
How long does it take to look?
Well, you know, people are not too bright, you know, they take a while.
I mean, am I the only person seeing this? Maybe I'm not getting it. Maybe they're giving away free food or something when you drive by if you stop. Because it just drives me crazy. And you get there and it's like, this was it?
Bob, maybe there was a gorgeous woman there.
Oh, I guess so. Well, see, when they see me, because they know I can't help them win the car now, because somebody doesn't trust me, they're just going away. So anyway, as always, take care of your car and it'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Fred from Kalihi.
Hey, Fred.
Hi,
Fred.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I'd like to take a guess.
Okay.
Is it Nana Mastgori?
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, we have Tom from Waipio.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, George. First, I'd like to guess the trivia, then I wanted to talk to you about something.
Okay.
Okay, first, trivia, thinking outside of the box. How about Mozart?
Call us back and try again.
And what was your question?
Okay, well, not so much a question, but an observation. You know, I agree with you about the rail, and I mean, I was against the rail for the longest time, and I even called you about... You know, I've been to Boston, and I've seen the rail there, and it's noisy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, thinking about it, you know they're going to do it no matter what we say.
I know.
So, I mean, you know, you're right. The money should be spent on the kids, and there's better things that we should be spending the money on. But they're going to do it anyway. And the thing is, they already spent $500 million on this time around for the studies and stuff.
It's so sad, yeah.
$500 million.
So sad.
Now, the last time, they spent, I don't know how many millions, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if we kill it this time, they're just going to bring it up 10 years from now, and we're going to spend, we keep throwing good money after this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So my feeling now is, let's just do it. I mean, I know you're not going to agree, and I respect your opinion, but my feeling now is, let's just do it and get it over with, because the sooner we do it, the faster it's going to get done. And it's not going to be perfect, and it's going to be bad, but at least we can work on it and improve it. But other than that, I mean, we're going to just keep spending money for studies.
We're going to keep spending money maintaining it, because the bus system already is in the red.
That's true, but,
and the rail is going to be more in the red.
That's true, but...
Well, how come it costs so much money to just do the studies?
Because you got to help out your friends.
That's exactly right. They're the engineering firm. That's why I'm kind of leery about some of these people that's against the rail, because thinking about it, I say, why are these public figures, I'm not going to name names, but why are these public figures that work for engineering firms against the rail?
Because they ain't getting any.
Because they're going to stop it now, and then they want to get the money later on for the next study.
Yeah.
So it's
all about the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Never mind about the children.
Yeah, so my solution, my thinking now is, I think let's just do it, get it over with, rip that Band-Aid off one time, instead of keep peeling it, and it's hurting us little by little, let's just rip it off and get it done, and that way it's over, it's done with, and,
I'm still going to fight it.
Yeah, and I respect
because
that.
Wrong is wrong. I don't care what it is. We cannot let wrong get the right of way.
But, like I said, 10 years from now, if you stop it now, 10 years from now, they're going to do it again. Then you stop it again, 10 years from that, they're going to do it again.
That's okay. Let them deal with it then.
Well, hopefully by then we're in a better...
It's just like the H3. I mean, everybody was against it, but now that it's done, at least we're using it.
Not good.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Milton from Honolulu.
Hey, Milton.
Hi, George. I think I have an answer for the trivia.
Okay.
Tom T. Hall.
Tom T. Hall. Call us back and try again.
Oh, sorry. Okay, thank you.
Bye. We have Eddie from Wailua.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Hey, so I'm guessing it's Tony Orlando.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Oh, everybody's going through everybody. I wonder what the right answer is. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. I don't have any people from Kauai trying it out. And Maui. I don't know. Everybody's going through every entertainer and what... I don't know what the answer is. Okay, so. Anyway, ethanol cleans injectors. So I would highly recommend using ethanol, at least 2 gallons to a tank full of gas, and that will keep the injectors clean. But again, it's your car and it's your money. Up to you. If you rather spend money to change the injectors running... about $1,000 to change your injectors is up to you. Okay? So, that's one way to keep the injectors clean is using ethanol. Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. George, you know that thing on the rail?
Mm-hmm.
The last caller was talking about that, and I was listening to something else on the rail earlier, I think it was last week or whenever, and George, there's no guarantee that that thing would ever be finished.
That's right. I know that.
That where they're starting out in the middle of the pineapple field out there, they could maybe build 1 mile or 2 mile, and if it's hopefully killed in its track, that's just the way it goes.
I know.
Yeah, I heard that, and I was trying to imagine, all the...
Why, Rob, you have no confidence that we can do it like how they did
nope.
in California?
Oh, absolutely.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, look at the 405. They did 10 miles in 3 days.
53 hours, I think it was.
And how long would it take Hawaii to build 1 mile?
Oh, come on.
1 year.
Anybody with half a brain knows the answer to that one.
So forget it, folks. Forget the rail.
Forget the rail, and and if you can, help support Governor Cayetano and that that group of people that are fighting to stop it now before it before they rob any more money from all of us.
Especially from the children.
I mean, come on, all of you guys out there. You know, I mean, this is a real deal that is going to kill us financially. I mean, we're looking at our sewer bills, our water bills, our electric bills, our gas bills, on and on and on, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And as if nobody's paying attention to how much food costs, even if you do go to Costco? Holy cow, enough already.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, George.
Thanks, Rob. Okay, who's next?
Okay, before we put the next one on, somebody else called and wanted me to say the trivia question once more. Okay, on one of the Salem media stations, there was a program that announced the all-time top-selling recording artist. Who did they say was number one? And we have the coach from Kaneohe.
I don't think so.
Yes, this is the coach calling. I'd like to place a guess for the fabulous trivia contest.
Good luck, man.
Well, only if you will open up some seats for your 50s and that nifty 50s and 60s.
That's depending on whether I win the contest.
Oh, man, this is politics here.
And my answer, and I'm sorry, my guess is Michael Jackson.
Call us back and try again.
Oh, goodness gracious. I think this is the cards are stacked against all of us. Wanda usually comes up with some great contests. And thanks, Wanda.
This is a good one.
George, I just wanted to say thank you so much for all of your support in announcing the fabulous Nifty 50s and 60s Oldies Bash we have coming up. And you're absolutely right, and thanks for reporting it. I'm sorry to announce, but also ecstatic at the same time, that we are completely sold out. We have had record numbers come in very early in registrations, and we are completely sold out 10 weeks before our event. So I just wanted to take the time to say thank you, George, for all of your support. And, George, you do have a seat, George. It just happens to be on a different floor than which the one we're having the bash on. That's all.
I know. I knew that.
But I'll make sure that you bring a fabulous buffet dinner lined by the butterfish and the sashimi down to you on the third floor, George.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks a lot, and great contest, Wanda.
Thank you.
Have thanks, Randall. Day.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Okay, so, no winners.
Not yet.
This is a good one.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye. drive.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back again, and those of you trying to figure out what the trivia is, good luck. Give us a call at 808-296-5467, whether you have a question, comment, or you want to try your luck at the trivia. Okay, if you hear a noise coming from your wheels as you go down the road, folks, we have been encountering a lot of wheel bearings coming apart. If you hear a noise, a rattling noise, have it checked out for your safety. Okay? So far, three cars have come in with absolutely no bearings left in the wheel bearing. They all flew out. And the wheels were ready to fly off the car. So, be careful. Okay? Have it checked out. Now, they're moving the sewers from Sand Island to other locations. You know, folks, think about it. Is this crazy or what? What they're gonna do when all of the sewer systems are packed over the hilt? Then what? Where are you gonna move it? You're gonna throw it on a barge and move it to Kauai, Molokai? Huh? Fix the problem. Oh God. What do we have to do to make these people think? And check your tires. Check your tires, folks. A lot of people check their pressure but don't look at the sidewall. Well, I know a good friend that didn't look at her sidewalls, but it's all cracked and ready to come apart. So check your tires. Okay, be safe. Okay. And the teachers, I have a message for you. When election year comes around, think. Your educators, think. If these politicians are promising you the world, how are they going to do it? With their own money? Do they have enough money? Where are they going to get the money from? Don't take empty promises. Research it. Ask. Where are you going to get this money from? You're going to do the rail? Where are you going to get the money from? Are you sure it's going to cost that much? Sign a written guarantee. Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Nelson from Manoa.
Hi, Nelson.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, trivia.
Okay.
Call in Oaks.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
We okay. have Arlene from Anaheim.
Hi, Arlene.
Hi. I'd like to guess the trivia question.
Okay.
Julio Iglesias.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Take a chance on that trivia. The prize is excellent. Okay? Go check it out. Good price. Donated by K&N Air Filters. Announcement, Cresta Cleaning Center has moved. They're on Kapi'olani Boulevard, just Waikiki of the McKinley Car Wash. Much bigger store, more fully stocked, and easy in and out, not like the old place. Okay? Fuel is your number one commodity in the world, folks. Think about it. Without fuel, the world stops. So how can you lose with fuel? That's why I'm recommending ethanol, a number one clean energy fuel and 100% green. Okay, hydrogen is not a good way to go with cars. Number one is because how can these people afford thousands of dollars to convert their cars that is worth only $500, and they're having a hard time support their little junky car? How are they going to switch to hydrogen, folks? Crazy. But they can switch to ethanol just by filling it in. Okay, who's on the line? Wanda?
Okay, we have Charlie from Lihue.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, I have a guest.
Okay.
Bing Crosby.
Mm-hmm. Let's back and try again.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
We have John from Honolulu.
Hey, John.
Hey, my guest is Eminem.
Call us back and try again.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And we have Heather from Kapolei.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. I'm guessing the Beatles.
Call us back and try again.
Okay. Oh, boy. We're going through the whole list here. 808-296-5467. The prize is a K&N air filter system, and it's worth, on some cars, $500. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call. Take a chance. Okay. Well, are you going to give any clues? No clues?
Hello, Automotive 101.
I guess no clues. America has to wake up, folks. We're putting all our money into illegal aliens and not taking care of our own. We need to take care of our own. What's the matter with these people? Same with Hawaii. We need to take care of the people of Hawaii and not the outsiders. Anyway, if you think you have the answer to the trivia, give us a call. I know it's hard to get in. You got to hit redial, but try it. Who's on the line?
We have Yong from Waipio.
Hi, Yong.
Hi. What was the trivia question again?
On one of the Salem media stations, there was a program that announced the all-time top-selling recording artist. Who did they say was number one?
The Beatles.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, if you're going to go to dinner, a nice place to go is the Chart House, folks. Trust me, it's beautiful. The best time is just at sunset. Beautiful dinner. The food is excellent. Go check out the Chart House next to the Ilikai. Okay, who's next? Oh, Wanda's on the phone. Okay. Anyway, a nice place to go celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, and whatever. Okay, Wanda, who's next?
We have the coach again.
Again?
Yes, sir. This is the coach calling again. And after this guest, I'm raising the white flag and throwing in the
hey, you know, your first guest, somebody already, like, guessed it. I don't know how many times before.
Wanda's always got me in a trap. So my last guest before I raise the white flag and throw in the towel is Frank Sinatra.
Call us back and try again.
White flag just went. Thanks a lot, George and Wanda. Great show.
Okay, we have Glenn from Kapahulu.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, George. I want to try the trivia.
Okay.
Nat King Cole.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Oh, boy, we're going through everybody here. Who's next? The Drifters? I don't know. I don't know the answer, folks, so don't ask me. Somebody had called in and gave me a proposition to get the right answer, but I don't know what the right answer is. Okay? So, anyway, check your motor oil, folks, and make sure it's clean. If you're looking for something better, go with synthetic like AMSOIL. It's good for 1 year, 25,000 miles. It's the best savings you can have. But you still have to check it to make sure you have oil, okay? Because sometimes it goes down with a leak or blow out the exhaust because of low-octane gasoline, okay? Anyway,
who's on the line? We have Charlene from Kaneohe.
Hi, Charlene.
Hi, George. I want to make a guess on that trivia contest.
Okay.
Yeah, my guess is Luciano Pavarotti.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Folks, I'm telling you, the right answer is call us back and try again.
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Before I want to try the trivia, you know, once I've tried the ethanol, and then I had to go back to the mothballs because I got to get rid of my mothballs. And can I beat the ethanol?
The ethanol better, right?
Yes.
I tell you, but hard-headed people don't want to use them. But
yeah,
that's okay because it's their car, not mine.
Because I bought plenty mothballs, huh? Before I tried the ethanol. But anyway, is it Barbara Streisand?
Call us back in.
I knew she was going to say that. Thank you. Okay, so she's answering phones like crazy. 808-296-5467. Lines open. Give it a try. Okay? Anyway, if you're looking for a good electronic rust proofer, call Harvey Maeda on Kauai, 245-6523. And incidentally, Harvey also sells carp. You know the fish? Yeah, I just learned that. He raises carp. Anyway, 245-6523, Harvey Maeda on Kauai. And we also install that same rust proofer, and Todd puts it in. It's the best rust proofing device for your car. Okay? So, anyway. Lines are full, so let's get to calls. Wanda?
Okay, we have Lorelei from Haleiwa.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, George. I wanted to guess the trivia question.
Good luck.
Mariah Carey.
Call us back and try again.
Oh,
thank you, guys.
Boy.
We love you. Bye.
Okay.
Okay, we have Edward from Wahewa.
Hi, Edward.
Paul McCarthy?
Who's that?
Paul McCarthy?
Oh, call us back and try again.
Oh, boy. We're going through everybody here. So, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 296-5467. Okay? I thought Rob would have got it, you know. He's always listening to these different stations, and maybe his memory slipping and he don't remember. Okay? So, anyway. Remember the noise, if you hear any rattling, crunching noise, you know, have it checked out. And lady came in the other day, said there's a flapping sound and she don't see anything wrong with her tire. Folks, she was running on the inner cords, the steel belts. There was no tire left. Oh, God. I can't believe this. Please check your tires, folks. We have enough crashes and people getting killed and injured. That's enough. Let's be safe on this, okay? Anyway, Wanda's still on the phone. We can't move on. So she's the only one that handles the phone, so that's it. And I guess Coach is threw in the towel already.
Okay, we have Ski again from Hawaii Kai.
Hi.
Hi, George. Two things.
If nobody gets this answer in the next 2 weeks, I think you got to change the name of your show to Guess What We're Talking About or What. Anyway, how about Doris D?
Call us back and try again.
I keep telling you guys that's the answer. Call us back and try again.
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi again. Before I try the trivia again, I forgot to say that, you know, my Toyota Corolla, when you said, I forget, you know, because I don't listen every week, but so you might have said it way before I heard it, but you mentioned first when I heard was Shell. So I was going to Shell, and then you said Tesoro.
Both of them good.
Yeah, but I do notice that, I don't know if, but my car, the Tesoro gasoline works better.
Yeah, on some, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So different cars, they have to try out.
You got to try, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Jennifer Lopez.
Call us back and try.
I knew it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have Clarence from Macaulay.
Hi, Clarence.
Good afternoon, George. Today's a black eyed sad day for our nation, where 31 Navy SEALs died in a helicopter shot down in Afghanistan.
Clarence, try to keep it to automotive. Okay. Anyway, the Nanilo Hotel, folks, has renovated the rooms. Go check it out. Okay, who's next?
Who's next is Station Break. We'll be right back on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my boy. Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Sarah from Pearl City.
Hi.
Oh, hi. We tuned in late. Is it Elvis Presley?
Call us back and try again. Thank you. We have Georgie from Waianae.
Hi.
Hello, is it Garth Brooks?
Who?
Garth Brooks.
Oh, call us back and try again.
Okay.
We have Tom from Kailua.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George, one more time for today. How about Brenda Lee?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, so anyway, ethanol does give better gas mileage, but gas mileage, folks, is on an open road, not in traffic. Okay, but if anything, for all of you out there, the one thing that ethanol will do is keep your injectors clean and also the your whole fuel system clean. So that is a plus. The other thing is the ethanol does not eat rubber, plastic, and all that stuff that everybody claims. I wish people would have more intelligence than that and test before they accuse ethanol of eating up plastic hoses, rubber hoses, and everything else. It doesn't do anything like that. Okay? But I'm highly recommending ethanol to clean your injectors. You put 2 gallons minimum to a tank full of gas and see the difference. Okay, who's next?
We have Wilbert from Waipahu.
Hi, Wilbert.
Is it Slim Whitman?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, then.
Some of these guys I never heard of.
Me too. Jane from Honolulu.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your answer?
Donnie Bennett.
Call us back and try again.
Hmm.
We have Fred from Kalihi.
Hi, Fred.
Hi. Is it Wayne Newton?
Call us back and try again.
Okay. 808-296-5467. Outer Islands, get with it. Try. Good prize. Donated by KNN Air Filters. The lifetime filter that you don't ever have to buy again. Fantastic. You know, folks, I forgot to find out from KNN what kind of car went 1,000,000 miles. I'm sorry, I forgot. Running around with this ethanol project has got me so tied up and busy. I barely have any time to have lunch or dinner. Good way to lose weight, I think. Anyway, ethanol is a good fuel, and hopefully we'll get it here in Hawaii and create 4,000 new jobs and keep the $9 billion here in Hawaii instead of sending it to Brazil. Okay, Wanda, you ready?
We have Dan from Wailua.
Hey, Dan.
Oh, hi, George. Is it the Beatles?
Call us back and try again.
Oh,
wait,
cool.
I got a question on the ethanol. Where can I get that?
I have it.
Okay, so I know where your shop is. I'll come by.
All right.
Thanks, George. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Somebody who lowered the white flag for a little while.
No, I tell you.
Hey, George, it's Coach again. I lowered the white flag for one last try.
Okay.
After this, I'm committing suicide.
Okay.
My guess is Madonna.
Call us back and try again.
Yeah,
committing suicide. Have a great day.
That's a good one.
Okay, we have John from Ever Beach.
Hey, John.
Mr. Nita, I got 2 questions here.
Okay.
I finally found the optimal battery.
Uh-huh.
They got 3 of them. The red top, the blue top, and the yellow top.
Okay.
Yeah, the red one, was, I think it's a 1,000 cranking amp.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about the other two. It didn't.
They're all about 1,000 to 1,200. And I would recommend the red.
The red.
Yeah.
Now, the other question is, the Amsoil, I can't find it any place in Waipahu or Ewa Beach.
Okay. Call this number. 497-7739.
Got it. All right. Thank you. I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Who's next?
We have Lou from Ewa Beach.
George.
Yeah.
I have a question. How many miles between transmission oil change?
What kind of oil?
Regular transmission for Chevy Caprice rather.
2 years.
2 years change.
Yep.
No more mileage. Mileage not.
Mileage about 10,000-20,000.
Oh, okay. I got a trivial question I'm gonna try.
Okay.
I got the answer already.
Okay.
Israel Kamaka Viva Ole.
Good guess, but call us back.
Getting local. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was a good one.
Okay, we have Scott from downtown.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, George. I got a quick question. I ran a 2008 4Runner,
mm-hmm.
and I know the manual says the transmission fluid and the coolant should go 100,000 miles. I just wanted to get your recommendation on that. Should I change it sooner?
I would change it as soon as possible to the AMSOIL one. That one, because AMSOIL has a written guarantee, it's a better oil.
Oh, okay. What about the coolant?
The coolant, AMSOIL has it too.
Oh, both? The AMSOIL has?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. So, there she is on the phone again. 808-296-5467. This is turning out to be one fantastic trivia. And KNN picked the right one because it's a good price and very hard. You know, like they say, good stuff hard to get. Right? So, anyway. 808-296-5467. And, yeah, I announced earlier that I'm working on a contest to give away a new car. We got to see how we do on that. And if the air filter is getting this much results, can you imagine how many people is going to call in for the new car? Yeah. Anyway, who's next?
We have Dale from Waipahu.
Dale?
Hi, George. I'm going to try the trivia.
Okay.
I'm going to say Queen.
Queen. Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
We have Lottie from Kaimuki.
Lottie from Kaimuki?
I.
Ah, the erase.
I just wanted to try the trivia because I listened to the program and I forgot the name. Is it Marian Anderson?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have Wayne from Kaneohe.
Hi, Wayne.
Hello. I'd like to try your trivia, George.
Okay.
Would it be Q Sakamoto?
Call us back and try again.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay. One more? Well, anyway, that's our cue to get off the air. And I'd like to thank all the callers for participating and trying for the trivia. And maybe we can squeeze one more in. We'll see. Folks, again, remember, take care of each other. And please, try to keep Hawaii, Hawaii. And no rail. It's going to make Hawaii so ugly. It's already ugly with the high-rises. Come on. Hawaii's special. It's the only place in the world. Okay, so take care of each other, and we'll see you all next week. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR. AM